Ah, Grasshopper, today we shall unlock the secrets of meditation. First, take your mind to a place where it is completely empty. For some, that's a pretty short trip. Then, Grasshopper, fold your legs up underneath you in kind of a pretzel shape like this. This will teach you the value of simplicity, not to mention the value of a good chiropractor. All right, Grasshopper, you try it. Go ahead. Anytime now. Grasshopper, why do you hesitate? All right, Grasshopper, if that's your attitude, Chipmunk, how about you? Take your left hind leg.
Well, despite what the kooks and the cults have tried to make of it, meditation really is a biblical concept. We'll learn more on today's edition of Grace Walk. Author and speaker, Dr. Steve McVeigh.
You know, for a long time, meditation seemed like something done by people involved in strange religions to me. I mean, folks not playing with a full spiritual deck. The only people I knew of who practiced real meditation had bald heads and ate tofu and wore strange robes, none of which particularly appealed to me. But the Bible does teach that we are to meditate on God's words and God's ways. Psalm 63:6, for instance, the psalmist said, "When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, for you have been my help." Do you take time each day to meditate on God's Word? You might find that it will energize your spiritual life.
To learn more, call Grace Walk at 1-800-GRACE-11 and ask for a copy of Steve McVeigh's free fact sheet, A Life of Praise. That's 1-800-472-2311 or request it online at gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.